And the drive to a championship begins tonight. The first stop of our playoff coverage here on the Shore Sports Network brings us to Southern Ocean County as the Bengals of Barnegat get set to take on Pemberton High School in the South Jersey Group 3 bracket. This is the 3-6 matchup between these two teams. Hi again, everyone, and welcome here to Barnegat, New Jersey, along with Ed Saraluca down on the field, Kevin Williams up here in the box. I'm Matt Harmon, and this is where we stand after the regular season pretty much wrapping up during the course of last week. The situation for both of these teams, Kevin, is obviously survive and advance. That is the theme, and for this Barnegat team, they are looking to make a statement, I think, in this playoff picture coming in with a mark tonight of 7-1.
And the Bengals with the third seed will certainly get the one home game for sure. Would need an upset to get another one. But really, the task is Pemberton tonight. They come in as the sixth seed. The Hornets with a record of 4-4 in this South Jersey Group 3 opener. And again, you know, Barnegat, it's a program that is still in its relative infancy. You know, looking to take steps and giant leaps. They've been here before. They would like to advance a little further than they've ever been. And we're rolling along real good, Matt, early in the year. A undefeated regular season looked very much a possibility. There was a bump in the road against Lakewood a couple of weeks ago. They've bounced back, though. And hopefully they come into tonight's game, at least they hope, at the top of their game.
And, Ed, this Barnegat team, one that's a little different from when we saw them last time we were down here. The running attack, which has really been the dominant force for this Bengal team, a little bit different after the loss of their starting tailback, A.J. Opry. So maybe that adjustment period of a couple weeks has now kind of figured itself out a little bit, and the Bengals ready to get up and rolling here tonight.
Yes, the loss of Opry, Matt, in the last game we did down here in our game of the week, lost them to an ACL, has been taken over by Tyler McGinnis. He is the guy that will get the brunt of the ball carries tonight. They tried Manny Bowen back there. You may see him once or twice back there, but it'll be McGinnis running behind the big 280-pound average offensive line for the Bengals. And look for Barnegat to keep it simple, pound the ball inside between the tackles behind that big offensive line against a much smaller Pemberton team.
And certainly, Kevin, the offensive line play, you know, you say you're a high school line and you average 280. The big reason why for this Barnegat team is their two tackles. On the right side, Sam Madden at 340 pounds, just a junior, 6'7", and Zach Andrews on the other side, just under 310. Those are two big guys that you can kind of really do a whole lot of running behind.
And what Barnegat will hope to do tonight, honestly, Matt, is keep the ball on the ground, control the clock. I think they take the attitude their best defense tonight is the ball control offense. Pemberton, the Barnegat coaching staff is compared to the Central Regional Golden Eagles, a team with big play capability, athletes who can make plays and score from anywhere on the field. So really, I think the philosophy going into tonight more than any other time before is, hey, let's try and keep it on the ground, run behind that big offensive line, grind it out, let the clock move. And you know what? If we get out of here with a 14-7 win, we'll be very, very happy. I just think that's the game plan going into tonight. Now, of course, now you have to execute it.
Pemberton out of the West Jersey Football League, 4-4 during the course of their first eight games. Went through a bit of a dry spell in the middle part of the year when they lost three in a row. They did rebound, knocking off Robbinsville and Princeton to get that four wins coming into tonight. And, Ed, you know, as Kevin said and as you mentioned earlier, certainly a smaller team, but with weapons and a heck of a lot of speed.
Yeah, they are led by their quarterback, Dennis Clark, who will throw it off in tonight, and he'll throw it to a couple of pretty good receivers. They also have a pretty tough running back in Quincy Lambert. He's a big-sized kid. I was quite impressed by the size of him during the warm-ups as we were on the field, Matt. And if they were to get him going, that will open it up for Clark, who this team wants to big play you and they want to throw the ball.
And for Pemberton, who, as we mentioned, 4-4, Kevin, when they have lost their games during the course of the year, you know, it's been two different types of stories. In three of their four losses, they gave up 40, 45, and 28 points. So it's a defense that can be certainly scored upon. But then in the games that they've won, here are the opposition scores, 7-8. 14-0. So that defense has been a little bit up and down during the course of a year. They are a 4-3 defense. And again, just like on the offensive side, they've got some speed. But the question will be up front. And if you look at how that front four goes, their defensive ends, 170 pounds on one side, 200 pounds on the other. Their tackles, 225 apiece. They're going to have to maybe work a little bit more of the speed game with that front four than the power set.
Matt, the guy we'll watch for the Pemberton team is their defensive end, Sean Brooks, a 6'3", 170-pound senior. He's a big play type of player, really gets down the line of scrimmage, leads the team in a lot of statistics. He's got 61 tackles, 7 sacks, and an interception from that defensive end spot. But you're right. This is a contrast in styles. This is a Pemberton team that is small and quick against a Barnegat team. Not necessarily all that much speed, team speed, but, boy, they are big.
We'll take a quick timeout here. When we come back, we'll talk about the bracket as a whole and some other activity taking place during the course of the night here tonight. It is the Bengals of Barnegat getting set to take on the Hornets of Pemberton Township High School. We're back in 60 seconds with more of our pregame show on 105.7 The Hawk. The Bengals of Barnegat taking their home field here in front of their home crowd. They will be in their black jerseys tonight with the orange numerals, the Bengal-like helmets, just like Cincinnati in the NFL, black pants with the orange striping. For Pemberton, the away white jerseys tonight, the white helmets with the green emblem on either side, green numerals, and the green pants.
And as always, our pregame show brought to you by the Brick IHOP, where you can purchase their Love and Guard for just $5. That supports children's specialized hospitals and gives you discount coupons. Spread the love at the Brick IHOP on Route 88.
Brad Burascano, Ray Malaspina, our engineering crew here. We are getting set for the national anthem, so we'll duck out in just a second. In terms of the rest of the bracket in this South Jersey Group 3, Manasquan and Wall, the 1-8 matchup, that goes tomorrow. Delsey and Central playing tonight. That game is at Delsey. Northern Burlington, the 2-seed, playing host to number 7 Highland Regional. That also a night game. So 3 of the 4 games tonight, the top seed Manasquan will take on Wall tomorrow. We step out here for 90 seconds. We are back after the national anthem for the coin toss and the opening kickoff. You're listening live at Barnegat High School to the Sunnies Recycling Game of the Week on 105.7 The Hawk and the Shore Sports Network.
And momentarily, we're get set for the coin toss brought to you by Ocean First Bank, taking care of Jersey Shore neighbors since 1902 with extraordinary community banking, member FDIC. Down to the field.
Shake it up, guys. Shake it up.
Captains greeting one another.
All right, guys, I'm introduce the guys in the middle. Rob Palmer will be your umpire. I'm Joe Marone, will be your referee. Barnegat, you're going to be the black team. Cameron, you're going to be the white team. We play the whistle at all times. The whistle blows. We stop what we're doing, leave the ball on the ground, go back to the huddle, and we keep playing. Okay, is that understood? Okay, Barnegat, Eagles the head, the boots the tail. The Eagles the head, the boots the tail. You got the call. What do you got?
Tails.
Tails.
Permanent calls tails.
Tails.
And we got ourselves
a heads.
You won the toss.
Defer to the second half.
Okay, Barnegat has won the toss, as you guys heard, and has deferred their choice to the second half. Pemberton will take the ball and kick from, will receive away from the clock. So from right to left on your dial, Barnegat will kick it.
So it will be the Bengal defense, which will take the field first. Heel again, Barnegat coming into this one as the 3-seed, 7-1 through their first 8 games of the year. They have locked up at least a share of a tie for Class B South. They'll have to play a game over the Thanksgiving break against Pinelands. For Pemberton, they also have a Thanksgiving Day game. They come into this one at 4-4 as the 6-seed.
And we'll get set for the opening kickoff, powered by Atlantic Physical Therapy Center, with 6 locations in Monmouth and Ocean County, designed to help the competitive athlete, weekend warrior, and those recovering from injury or surgery. Visit AtlanticPTCenter.com. Matt, one of 14 games involving Shore Conference teams being played tonight. Another 7 tomorrow. 24 Shore teams start this weekend with aspirations of winning a state sectional championship. Barnegat certainly among them.
Head coaches in this contest, Robbie Davis here for Barnegat, and John Rosnick, the head coach for Pemberton. The green and white Hornets taking the field here with their kick return team. And Barnegat now moving off to the end zone to our right, of which they will defend, and getting set to kick off. Ryan Ehrlich is the kicker, number four. He is a senior on this Bengal team, a team that last year lost in the opening round of the playoffs by a point. Here at home, certainly looking to avenge that loss and maybe put together a little run here in this South Jersey Group 3 bracket. Going back deep for Pemberton, number 14, Antoine Wilson, and number 21, Robbie Forcione. Ball spotted right of the X at the 40-yard line. Ehrlich with a low short kick that will go on the sideline, just barely getting out of bounds. Dangerous play for Pemberton, and that it did not stay in. They didn't have any shirts around it. It was pushed out at the 27-yard line.
Matt, that ball hit the sideline and just stopped. So, of course, sideline out of bounds. So they'll take it on the 35-yard line.
Pretty good field position for Pemberton. I wouldn't call it a turnover, but I think that's a mistake.
Dennis Clark, the junior quarterback, throwing for just over 1,100 yards on the season, 12 touchdowns, 5 interceptions, runs the offense for this Hornet side. He will begin here in the shotgun with a two-back set. Amir Graham and Quincy Lambert, the two-back split wide receiver set. Jameer Foman and Antoine Wilson. Here is the give to Lambert up the middle. Stays on his feet at midfield. 45-40. He's at the 35 now. 30. Foot race to the end zone. 20, 15, 10, 5. No one going to touch him. Into the end zone for a touchdown. 65-yard one-play drive. And Pemberton starting out with a bang here. They lead it 6-0.
Well, how's that for an opening play from scrimmage?
Well, we said they had home run ability and big play capabilities. And Lambert took it to the house on play number one, broke three or four different tackles. Pemberton on the board early.
And an excellent job by the Pemberton offensive line of blowing open a pretty good hole. And then Lambert did the rest. Here's the extra point.
Dominic Miller, who is 15 of 22 on the season, working out of the hold of Antoine Wilson. Good snap, good hold. The kick is up. Has the distance, and it has the uprights as well. 7-0. We are a mere 11 seconds in to our first quarter, and Barnegat finds themselves in a 7-0 hole.
And that's kind of like a salvo there.
Well,
that first salvo.
If they didn't believe coming up and making the trip from Pemberton, they believe now. If nothing else, that gets you into the football game, Matt. And you didn't even have a chance to give the defensive side of the football.
I didn't even finish the offensive guys.
Play one, and they are in the end zone. And as you see, they do have big play capability, and Barney, it's got to tackle a little bit better.
The Bengals now will get a crack as Pemberton, located just kind of outside of the Fort Dix area in western New Jersey off of 206. So I would say a good 45, 50-minute ride here from Barnegat High School.
Yeah, Wrightstown, located in Wrightstown. Used to get a lot of players, Matt, from Fort Dix when the fort was open. Used to change players each year as families moved in and out of Fort Dix. But when they closed, they became a smaller school and more of a local type individual went there.
Vincent DiGirolamo is going back deep along with Manny Bowen, awaiting the kick here of number 12, Dominic Miller. So a short kickoff that resulted in good field position for Pemberton and a one-play scoring drive. Good speed by Quincy Lambert, maybe some poor tackling if we went back and looked at it by Barnegat. And here's the opportunity for Pemberton to send their defense on, and it will be a short, high end-over-end kick, returnable from Bowen at the 17-yard line. He drops the football, picks it up at the 20, gets upfield on the far side. Hash mark running off to his right and tackled at the 34-yard line. Here comes the offense now for the Bengals. A three-wide receiver set, Ricky Guerrera, Manny Bowen, and Kenny Bass. Kenyatta Swift is the tight end. The tackle, Sam Madden and Zach Andrews. The guards, Greg Moran and Xavier Young. Tom Campo is the center. Sinjin Erskine works the quarterback tonight, number 15, 6'2", 205. He is a junior. And the starting running back tonight, Tyler McGinnis, joined in the backfield by Kevin Hoffman. A.J. Opry, as we mentioned, gone for the season with a knee injury. He was the main guy. Now it's this guy, McGinnis, who gets the carry. Good first down run. He will take it out to the 48-yard line for a gain of about 14. Zykeem Sims making the tackle. 4-3 package for Pemberton. Sean Brooks and Tyler McShay at the ends. Ross Anderson, Thomas Haynes, the two tackles. Charles Richardson and Sims, the outside linebackers. Richard Jackson, the man in the middle. Jameer Foman and Noah Davis, the corners. Robbie Forcione and Quincy Lambert are the two safeties. On first and 10 now from their own 48-yard line. 45 seconds in to this first quarter. Another first down run by McGinnis, but there is a flag down as Jackson makes the tackle from his middle linebacker spot. Ball was into Pemberton territory at the 49-yard line, but this one coming back, it is a penalty against Barnegat.
See if it's a motion or a motion penalty, illegal motion. Pemberton will accept the penalty. It was a pretty decent first down gain, so it should be first down and 15. They'll spot it back at the Barnegat 43-yard line.
Erskine's numbers on the year coming into tonight, 53 of 96 for 812 yards, 10 touchdowns, 5 interceptions. He has also run for three more on 373 yards on the ground. We'll empty the backfield here and go into a shotgun set. Trips off to his left, runner off to the right, and he will take it, Erskine will, off the left side and get to midfield. That will be a gain of just about 7, and we'll call it a second and 8. There's a Pemberton player down right now, and the training staff will come on and take a peek there.
Well, with Erskine having to carry a bigger load for this offense once Opry went out, he is a quarterback who likes to run the football, and don't be surprised if he has 15 or so carries tonight.
He's a big, strong kid. And again, what he'll do is he'll look for spots, that offensive line, and just try to make some positive yardage. The injured player was senior Thomas Haynes. He is up and walking off the field under his own power. That's a good sign. Hopefully he'll return to action shortly.
Looks like he's been replaced in the lineup by Stephen Haynes, who is a 5'9", 170-pound sophomore. Second down and 8 for Erskine, who will step back up under center. With a straight I formation, Hoffman and McGinnis, the two-back set. It'll be McGinnis off the left side. Big hole up the middle, 35-30. Gets to the 25, 20, 15, 10. One man to beat, tracked down on the backside by Jameer Foreman, who will make the tackle inside the 10-yard line at the 9. Good burst by McGinnis, who takes it 40-plus, and it'll be first and goal for Barnegat.
Just a straight up the middle dive. Nothing fancy about that. By the way, guys, we got our first score of the night. We're going to run a lot of them through you tonight. Immaculata on the board quickly over RBC, 7-0.
First down and goal from just inside the 10-yard line. Offset I formation this time, set to the right. Split wide receiver set. McGinnis gets it again. Hard sledding this time off the right side. Tripped up by Lambert. Among the white jerseys in on the tackle. A small gain, about a yard, maybe a yard and a half pickup. Second and goal from the 8.
I think this is a relatively easy game plan for Barnegat, Matt. It is so obvious what they want to do. They're going to just try and run power football against this very small Pemberton team. And I think what Pemberton will do is Lambert came up from the safety spot. They're going to creep more and more guys into the box, and that sets it up for possible play action.
Trips this time off to the left with McGinnis as the single back. Play action, Erskine rolling off to his left. Looks like he wants a tuck and a run. Now he lets it go into the end zone. Batted around a couple times and then hauled in for a touchdown. Manny Bowen, who had it go off of his chest and through a couple of Pemberton defenders, ultimately comes down with it, and Barnegat on the scoreboard with an 8-yard touchdown pass. Erskine to Bowen, and we are an extra point away from being tied up.
Kind of an interesting play.
Yeah, about five people had a chance to catch
exactly.
That one. Bowen had the first shot, and he had the last shot, and the last one counted.
On here for the extra point is Ryan Ehrlich. Good snap, good hold. Plenty of leg in that one, and we are tied at 7. Hot start here for both teams with 9:02 to go in the first quarter. We step out for 30 seconds. Remind you that you're listening to the Sunny's Recycling Game of the Week right here on 105.7 The Hawk.
And our first score of the night for the Bengals, brought to you by Capone's Pizza and Pasta Restaurant in downtown Toms River. Come check out their new dining area, formerly known as Jimmy C's Capone's in downtown TR.
Antoine Wilson and Charles Richardson back deep. Another returnable kick, this fielded by the second level by Pemberton, hauled in by number 21, Robbie Fourcione, who comes forward over the 30, gets to the 31-yard line. We are tied here at 7 between Barnegat and Pemberton, part of the South Jersey Group 3 bracket. We take a quick peek at a couple other scores. A lot of offense here, and so far a lot of offense in the non-public section, RBC and Immaculata. That one tied up at 7 after RBC was down, and Ocean with a 7-0 advantage right now on Warren Hills.
We speculated that had to be the first time all year that RBC has been behind in a game.
One would certainly think the way their scores have gone. First and 10 for Pemberton. They had the ball for one play and scored a touchdown. Some movement up front, and I believe this is going to get Barnegat jumping offside. Let's go through the rest of the lineup for Pemberton offensively. In addition to Dennis Clark, Quincy Lambert, and Amir Graham in the backfield, Jameer Foman and Antoine Wilson, the two wide receivers. Cordell Taylor, a pretty good prospect, who is the tight end, 11 catches and 3 touchdowns on the year. Thomas Haynes and Xavier Thompson, the tackles. Darius Anderson, Ross Anderson, the guards. And Joseph Edwards is the center. The penalty against Pemberton, so it'll be 1st and 15. Greg Moran and Tom Campo, the ends for the Bengals. Xavier Young and Chris Michaels, the two tackles. Mark Magoon and Manny Bowen, the outside linebackers. Kevin Hoffman is the middleman. Benny Bivens and Ricky Guerena are the two corners. Vinny DiGirolamo and Ryan Ulrich are the safeties.
Rancocas Valley on the board first. 86-yard touchdown pass. They lead Jackson Memorial 7-0.
Seems like offense dictating early on in a lot of these games.
Well, you know, Matt, we didn't really give the weather, but it's an absolutely still night here. The temperature's only in probably about the mid-40s. Perfect night to play football. No wind advantage either way. And Rancocas loves to throw the football. They will throw it 40 times if they have it that many times. So look for them to throw it all over the field against a pretty tough Jackson defense.
And are they pumping the football up right now?
Yeah, the referee, you know, the umpire complained about some foreign substance on the ball, maybe stickum or something like that. So they didn't pump it up, but they cleaned it, Matt.
And a new ball also came in during the cleaning the one that was on there.
Just got official word. It was blood on the football. Don't know where it came from, but that's what they were cleaning off the ball.
So it'll be 1st and 15 after the penalty backs up Pemberton 5. They will split Antoine Wilson out to the left and Jameer Foman coming this time near sideline to the right. Slot men join them on either side. Single back set with Lambert and Clark together, quarterback tailback. Clark wanting to throw, has time, lets it fly to the outside. He's got a man open. That catch is made by number 13, Amir Graham, who came from his slot position and took it all the way to the 46-yard line. Bumped out of bounds there by Ulrich, and it'll be 1st and 10 for Pemberton.
Well, I'll tell you what, that's a well-thrown pass. He's throwing all the way across the field. That is not an easy pass. Put it right on the spot for the first down.
State playoff activity, round number one. We'll carry you all the way through the state finals taking place the first full weekend of December. Here is the give to Lambert, trying to get to the edge. Knight cuts back on the near side hash mark and into Barnegat territory. Tripped up around the 48.5 yard line by Manny Bowen. That's a gain of just about 5. It will be 2nd and 5 for Pemberton.
Up in Manalapan, where Brick Memorial is playing in a Central Jersey Group 5, the teams have traded turnovers. Mustangs got the ball first, had 3 first downs, then turned it over with a fumble. First play from scrimmage, they intercept it. Manalapan, they have the ball back.
8:15 to go here in our first quarter. We are tied at 7. Bengals showing pressure. Clark dancing out of the pocket, running off to his right. He is pushed out of bounds with a flag coming out. It was number 72, Zach Andrews, who did the pushing.
And
they will
put it back,
wave off the penalty. Boy, if that was going to be a late hit, that would have been a very bad call, but instead referee comes over, picks up the flag, and no real gain on the play. It will be 3rd down and 5.
Let him play. That would have been a rough call right there.
Foeman, near sideline this time to the right, up top with a lot of space. Number 14, Antoine Wilson, who's coming into the game tonight with 17 receptions. Clark checks the defense over. Graham and Lambert in an offset eye set to the left. Clark, little play action, rolling, looking to dump it across the middle. One of the tight end, Taylor, and they cannot connect on the pass. Broken up by Hoffman and Ulrich, both right there. This should force Pemberton into the first punt of the night. And Barnegat able to hold here on downs defensively.
Miller, who is also the place kicker and made that first extra point, will do the punting as well. He'll be back at about his own 40-yard line. And Manny Bowen will go deep, back close to his own 10 here. As Ed said, no wind to speak of. A very still night for mid-November.
Bowman has creeped up to his own 14-yard line, staying on the same hash mark. Low snap. Miller gets off a low, short punt. Bowen went to his knee to field it and then tried to pick it up and run, but the referee's right there. Out to the 16-yard line where Barnegat has it, first down and 10. 7:53 to go here in our first quarter. We are tied at 7 in this opening round game of the South Jersey Group 3 playoff picture.
So Barnegat will get the ball for the third time, or the second time tonight. Their first drive was about as good as it gets, right down the field. Mostly the runs of Tyler McGinnis, and then set up the short pass from Erskine to Bowen to tie this one at 7.
Kingsway leading Lacey right now by a score of 7-3. That one in the first quarter as well. First down and 10 for Barnegat. It will be McGinnis slipping his way through the line, taken down at the 20-yard line after a gain of about 4. Good hard smack by Charles Richardson, the outside linebacker.
Wickwire into the game. Matt, this is the Barnegat speedster, so look for him to get it maybe someplace outside.
Lakewood and Delran are scoreless after one quarter in their opening round game at Delran.
Wickwire and Hoffman start in the backfield. Now Hoffman will move off as an H-back to the left side of the formation. Anthony House, number 7, is checked in at a wide receiver spot. Wickwire gets it. Pitch off to the left side, and nothing doing this time. Speed on speed, and stepping up to make the play, Sean Brooks, number 22, who leads the team with 7 sacks. Not a sack there, Kevin, but certainly a big-time play.
And I talked about him, Matt, in the pregame. He is the defensive end, very athletic, will really get down the line of scrimmage. And he just read that play and was in the backfield right off the bat. No chance there for Wickwire.
Loss of just about 7. It'll set up a 3rd and 12 back at the Barnegat 14-yard line, ticking down towards the 6.5-minute mark here in our first quarter. Bengals
Barnegat looks a little disorganized,
you know,
Mac.
A little slow coming out of the huddle, and the back judge already counting. Going to have to get it off quickly, and they do. It'll be Erskine
motion. I think somebody moved.
Yeah, they did. The whole line moved.
Running up the middle. This play will be off or not, and back them up 5 more. And not sure, Ed, if it was just coming out of the huddle slow.
Yeah,
it just looked like players didn't know where they were supposed to be.
Yeah, I saw Wickwire ask St. John Erskine what to do, and that set the play back. By the way, up at Manalapan, guys, it's just the opposite of what we're seeing here. Turnover after turnover. They have traded turnovers again. Memorial fumbled it away and immediately got it back on a Manalapan fumble. So Memorial has the ball late in the first quarter. 0-0.
Two turnovers on either side. Erskine here on 3rd down and a whole bunch will get it. Run off to his right. Has good yardage, but not enough to get a first down. Takes it all the way out to the 24-yard line. Still about 3-4 yards shy of a first down. Lambert there to make the tackle. And Barnegat will follow suit here with a punt of their own and give Pemberton back the football as we work our way down towards the 5.5-minute mark here in a tie ball game, 7-7 between Barnegat and Pemberton.
At least that run got them out of the shadow of their goal line, although Pemberton should get good field position on this exchange.
Xavier Young with a wobbly kick that bounces out the 45-yard line. Pemberton will move away from it with their return man, Antoine Wilson, letting it bounce and roll down at about the 35, where it is down by Barnegat and Pemberton coming back on.
Matt, Kevin, Mike Basile has gone 85 yards on a touchdown run. Memorial on the board first in what could be a very major upset in Central Jersey Group 5.
Red Bank Catholic, by the way, has gone on top of Immaculata with a 14-7 now advantage in the first quarter.
Kingsway leads Lacey 13-3. I believe that game is in the second quarter.
First and 10 now for Pemberton. We are tied at 7. Graham and Lambert this time in a two-back set with Clark in the backfield and working from the shotgun. Split wide receiver set. It'll be Lambert to get his hands on the football. Runs off the left side and tracked down after a yard gain. Good pressure that time by Barnegat. Magoon and Hoffman, two of the three linebackers. This is a Barnegat team that will rotate through a lot of guys on both sides of the football, trying to keep players fresh when they can. And now on second down, let's call it 9. Tight end back to the right, and a slot receiver combo coming to the right as well. Here is Clark rolling right, looking for something. It was across his body and throws and finds a man, Jameer Foman, who will make the catch at the 40-yard line in Barnegat territory. Tackled at the 39. Deidre Lamo had the coverage that time. It'll be a long first down gain, and into Bengal territory the Hornets will go.
First score from Middletown South. They're on the board against, it's Northern Burlington, right? Middletown South winning
Burlington Township.
Burlington Township. They're up 10-0, the Eagles are.
Northern Burlington, the two seed in this bracket, the South Jersey Group 3 bracket.
That's right.
A lot of Burlington Township schools playing in this tournament all over the state.
Hornets break from the huddle, taking their time coming up to the line. Back judge has begun his count here with the play clock winding down and the Hornets not able to get it off in time. This will cost them 5 yards and make it first and 15. 4:02 to go here in the first quarter. Tied at 7 after the Hornets got the football, opened it up with a one-play 65-yard touchdown run from Quincy Lambert. The ensuing possession, Sinjin Erskine finding Manny Bowen with an 8-yard touchdown pass. And that has been the scoring so far and our story on this opening round playoff game of the state playoffs here in New Jersey.
Yeah, things have settled down now. Both teams making some mistakes, penalties, first and 15s. Those are not good situations.
Clark will split his backs this time, and his wide receivers will send three into the pattern. Fumbles the snap. Now steps up in the pocket. Going to look to tuck in and run. Gets to the 40-yard line. Great spin move at the 38 and is hit at the 35. Surges forward to the 34. Ryan Ulrich there to make the tackle. But a nice gain. Something out of nothing that time from Dennis Clark, who fumbled the snap. Gets back 10. It will be second down and 5.
He has not been much of a runner. As a matter of fact, he comes into tonight with minus rushing yardage. Obviously, the bulk of that because of sacks. But as you said, a really nice spin move there to get some positive yardage.
Trips this time off to the left as Taylor and Graham joining Antoine Wilson, Foman as the near side wide receiver. The give up the middle is to Lambert, and he is stuffed back behind the line of scrimmage. Manny Bowen, the first on the scene off the outside linebacker spot. Blitz, 3-yard loss. It'll be 3rd and 8.
Boy, what a nice read by Bowen, who just shot a gap there. Met the ball carrier in the backfield.
Pemberton will split this time. Tight end right. Receivers either way. And a two-back set with Clark. Ball from the left hash mark here on 3rd down and 8. Clark wants to throw. Has time. Now going to be flush in the pocket. Rolling left. And the one-hand attempt by Cordell Taylor off of the mark. And the ball falling incomplete. Now make it 4th and 8. This could be 4-down territory for Pemberton. It looks like they are bringing the punt team on. You know, 4th and 8 from inside the 40, sometimes you think about maybe going for it, but Dominic Miller will come on for a second punt of the evening.
Well, we think he'll come on for the second punt because Barnegat has not sent anyone back, which I think is now Bowen's going to go back because you don't want one of those punts that lands about the 5-yard line.
Bowen will continue to drift back, taking little steps going backwards. A little bit of pressure as Miller hanging up a high punt that bounces at the 10, but then rolls into the end zone unless it went out of bounds. No, they will
touch back.
Well, now, hold on a second.
Oh, wait.
They will say this ball bounced out of bounds
on
at the three-yard line,
Matt. Good call.
Well, it turned out to be a very good punt from Miller, and that's exactly what the Hornets were thinking, and they do pin Barnegat back, so Bengals need to be careful here with 2.5 minutes left in the opening quarter, and they will line up right by the goal line.
The one far side referee was moving his hand up and down as if it was a touchback. That was just his running motion going down to spot the football, where Barnegat has it now at the three with 2.5 minutes to go in the opening quarter, tied here at 7. Ball from the right hash mark this time for the Bengals. Erskine will go with a two-back set. It'll be McGinnis to get the carry. This time off the right, just trying to grind forward and get a little breathing room to work with. Takes it out over the 5, gets to the 6, maybe the 6.5-yard line. We'll call it about a 3-yard pickup, make it 2nd and 7. Richard Jackson, the middle linebacker right there.
That score up at Manalapan, guys. Memorial missed the extra point. So at the end of the first period, Memorial leads it 6-0 over Manalapan.
Bowen will split out this time. Near side wide receiver formation left. Again, Hoffman and McGinnis remaining in the backfield. Erskine will give it to McGinnis. Nice read at the line of scrimmage. Cuts left and gets close to a first down. Tripped up around the 13-yard line. This will be very close to a first down. Looks like a little bit short. Third down and about a 0.5-yard, though they may bring the chains on to take a look.
Nah, I think they're going to say he is short, Matt. You got the good eyes up there. Third and about a foot.
Stop made by Jaquan Pitts, who's entered the game at one of the defensive back spots.
And Barnegat will break from the huddle. Third down and a little less than a yard.
Wouldn't be surprised if Erskine kept it himself here.
Wouldn't be the worst call. 6'2", 205, and that's exactly what he will do. And we'll have the first down and a little bit to spare out over the 15-yard line where the chains will move, and it'll be first down and 10 with a minute to go and the clock moving. Darius Anderson on that last stop. Let's put it at the 16, where Barnegat still has it pretty deep in their own end, taking their time, breaking from the huddle as the first quarter clock now down to 45 seconds, and the back judge has begun his countdown from 5. Erskine from the shotgun gets it, will run off the left side of the line, makes a nice move at the 20-yard line, and spins his way forward out over the 25 and will get to about the 28-yard line.
Kevin, what do you think about that back judge? Think he should check his clock or what?
He's pretty quick, huh?
He is very quick. Not pretty quick. He is very quick. He's making them get out of the huddle and hike the ball.
Probably has a long ride back
he
to wherever he's
does.
Going.
Exactly.
McGinnis this time will come as a near side wide receiver. Clock down to 10, trips off to the right side. Erskine looking to throw. Now rolling off to his left, throws into the flat. They will roll it as a catch into the hands of Kevin Hoffman out over the 30 to the 32-yard line. That's a gain of just about 4. It'll bring up a 2nd and 6 when we come back from our quarter timeout. We've played 1, and the score tied at 7. Pemberton 7, Barnegat 7. We're back right after this 30-second timeout with more high school football. And the Sonny's Recycling Game of the Week on 105.7, The Hawk.